It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Nice to have you again here on this Saturday morning. From time to time, we love to touch base with our friends at the National Ability Center up in Park City and just reintroduce listeners out there to this fantastic organization and the amazing work that they do. And we wanted to touch base today specifically because there's an event that's coming up called the Huntsman Cup that we wanted to make you aware of. But let me bring into the conversation, if I can, their Chief Program and Education Officer, Tracy Meyer, who has joined the program in the past. And I always have to say thank you, Tracy. Anybody that has endured this experience before and comes back for a second bite of the apple deserves some extra recognition. So I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm always excited to share information about the National Ability Center. So thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, let's reset right there and tell people about this amazing place that helps so many people.
We think it is definitely amazing. We offer adaptive recreation and outdoor adventures and activities to individuals, families, and groups who have disabilities. So we are about empowering people and making sure that our outdoor recreation is inclusive.
I noticed in some of the statistics that were passed along, Aubrey sent over to me, who handles some of your publicity for the NAC. Since 1985, individuals and families in all 50 states and more than 30 countries across the globe. I mean, your reach is vast.
Yes, disability is everywhere, right? And people want to find a place that they feel welcomed and part of a community. And so we're so thankful that people take the time to choose this as their vacation location, or our locals having the opportunity to connect on a weekly basis.
Sometimes individuals are born with, you know, some things that keep them from doing what they want to do in life. Other times it's an accident. Many times it's military, but always inspiring.
It sure is, and I think it's important to note that disability can be visible or invisible, as you noted, and that it's a natural part of the human experience and a demographic we can all join. And so making sure that resources are available is what we really focus on at the National Ability Center.
And by the way, I got a look for the first time at that beautiful new facility at Park City. I'm sure that's been something that's really boosted everybody's spirits up there.
It sure has. You know, the new McGrath Mountain Center to us represents inclusion through and through, right? This big, beautiful, accessible building right at the base of our home mountain of Park City really brings to light and brings positive focus on what people can do and helping people to feel comfortable and welcome.
Did this all start with helping skiers? Is that what the connection was in Park City? Because it's grown well beyond that. I mean, there's people that get on mountain bikes that thought they'd never be able to do it again. There's people that, you know, find some solace and actually some satisfaction and some relief from some of their disabilities that are unseen, you were talking about, just by working with the equestrian program.
This is definitely, and I think that's our job, is to turn the I can't into I can. And yes, when we were founded in 1985, we started off with a local ski and snowboard program. About 45 lessons went out the door that year, serving our Vietnam veterans and our locals. And that program has grown to over 4,000 lessons a year. And it being right one of the most amazing opportunities in recreation in our state of Utah. But not everybody wants to ski, or they want to do more than just ski and snowboard. And so the program has expanded to over 20 different opportunities. So there really is something for everyone.
You know, I was fortunate. Many people that listen to this program every week or know of my time behind the microphone in Salt Lake City know that in 2002, I was honored to be the English voice at Metals Plaza. But one of the other things that I got invited to do was the closing ceremonies for the Paralympic Games. And to be that close to seeing medals presented to those that had not just achieved but overachieved by having the opportunity, and really that's the key, is getting the opportunity, was a story all in and of itself.
Yeah, that was my first year here, 2002, and those games were pretty special. And I think that's it, right? Breaking down barriers and having the support needed to pursue your dreams and your goals. And for us, that can be introduction to recreation, building the social network, or it can be deciding that you want to go and compete in the Paralympics.
Yeah.
And that's what our pipeline of programming provides.
All right, back to the skiing thing for a minute here, because there's a great event coming up. It's the Huntsman Cup on the 26th through the 28th, so it's all weekend, and it does happen there at Park City. Tell us about the Huntsman Cup.
35 years we've been having the Huntsman Cup, so we're excited to bring it back again this year and to be able to provide an amazing race venue for our athletes and those coming from the Colorado area and Canada to come down and compete on a high-level race arena. So we'll have 2 days of GS and then a day of slalom, was actually two slalom events. And we'll be seeing racers that this is their first time racing and those that are on the national team and hoping to make the Paralympic team. So you really will get to see a wide range of athletes.
This is actually home hill for some of these athletes, isn't it?
It is. Our team certainly trains right here at Park City. And so it's always fun to host other athletes here on the CB's run and getting them, you know, ready for nationals coming up and future events. We'll be seeing racers who have visual impairments, those that are standing athletes and those that are sitting.
Yeah. And some of those sitting athletes, I mean, I've said this, I think every time we get a chance to talk, they'll go zooming past me on the mountain. And I think I'd be scared to death to be in the bucket, to be honest with you. but they make it look easy.
Well, that's because they work really hard, just like any competitive elite athlete. And to be honest with you, it's their job to go faster than you. They decided that they want to be competitive athletes, and that's what they're showing, which is a really cool thing if you've never seen it, to come out and watch the event and see what all athletes with different abilities can do.
Talk to me for a minute about the relationship with Vail Resorts since they have come in. Obviously, they have been great to work with you, correct?
Oh, yes. Our program really wouldn't be what it is today without the support of Park City and the Vail Epic Promise grant. They are, to me, they're family to us, providing us the opportunity and understanding the importance of inclusion. So supporting us with the land and having a building there in a prime location, supporting us to keep our financial impact down from a programmatic standpoint. The team at the resort is just truly amazing, and we can't do it without them.
Yeah, and you couldn't do it without volunteers either. I noticed also in some of these statistics that last year about 1,000 volunteers donated 12,000 hours to the National Ability Center. And my understanding is you're still looking for some volunteer help for the Huntsman Cup.
We are always looking for volunteers. Every year our programs continue to grow, and that means we need more support and help. So volunteer opportunities can be found online on our website, not only for this event, but for all of our 20 programs and our other events that we host.
All right. This event, again, is happening the 26th through the 28th, so time is short if you want to participate and be up there as a volunteer. Kind of consider it a little tune-up to the next Winter Olympic Games that are going to be coming Utah's way, I'm confident, these days. So they can go to discovernac.org. Is that the place to start?
That is the perfect place to start.
All right. It is always great talking with you, Tracy. Thanks for your time today.
You too. Have a good one.
We will take another break. We'll come back with more of KSL Outdoors Radio in a minute. Again, that website, National Ability Center is discovernac.org, and we'll just thank you ahead of time for your volunteer efforts up there. All right, we'll be back with more of KSL Outdoors here in just a minute.